Out today, a couple new reports out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For analysis, we go to Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. First off, Tom, we take a look at USDA's ending stocks numbers for corn, soybeans, and wheat. And Tom, did USDA make many adjustments there?
We saw slight adjustments, pretty much as a trade expected. Nothing stood out as astounding one way or the other. The report as a whole was what you might call slightly negative. As far as the corn, ending stocks here in the U.S. came in at 1.837 billion bushels, 22 million higher, that is, than trade was looking for, and 35 million higher than what the January report was. Now, we saw, when you look at the breakdown, that none of our wheat, corn, or soybeans saw any changes in acreage, yield, or production, but we saw changes in demand out there. As we saw the corn export sales lowered by 50 million bushels, and we saw the corn used for ethanol increased by 25 million. Now, in the soybeans, 450 million bushels was the U.S. ending stocks, 1 million higher than what the trade was looking for, but 10 million higher than we saw in January. USDA lowered the bean crush in the U.S. by 10 million bushels and left the export sales unchanged. Now, in the wheat, no good news for our wheat market. 966 million bushels was where the U.S. ending stocks were pegged, 17 million higher than what the trade was looking for, 25 million higher than what we saw in January. We also saw at 966 million, this is the highest U.S. ending stock since the marketing year of 2009-2010. Now, also, we saw the export sales come in 25 million lower than what we saw last month, and that is the lowest export sales for wheat since the marketing year of 1971-1972. Other than that, there was no other fresh news out of the U.S. numbers.
Also out today, of course, we take a look at the World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimate Report, getting a scope as to, you know, the situation globally. And Tom, as we look at those numbers, any major adjustments made by USDA?
There was a few, but overall, the whole report was negative there in the world numbers, too. Wheat saw the biggest adjustment as we are looking at a record large world wheat ending stocks. It increased by almost 7 million metric tons. About 4 million of that was because of adjustments being made in China on their usage. World wheat production also came at a record large level, too. Now, when you look at the corn, a slight adjustment took place there of 130,000 million metric tons less. That's not really much of an adjustment, but we did see the Argentine corn production raised by 1.4 million metric tons and Brazil's corn production raised by 2.5 million metric tons. In the soybeans, the world stocks were increased by just over a million metric tons, and we saw the Brazilian bean crop estimates stay unchanged from January at 100 million metric tons, and Argentina's bean production increased by 1.5 million metric tons to 58.5 million metric tons. So the bottom line, we saw U.S. and world numbers not price supportive.
Now, with this report out of the way, what will traders be watching next?
Well, for one thing, they'll watch the weather, both in South America to see how their crops coming along, how the harvest is coming along down there, and watching the weather, how we're going to be setting up for our springtime field work and planting here in the Midwest. The next thing they're going to be watching is for the March monthly USDA report to come out, but the big report will be at the end of March when we get the prospective planting and quarterly stock numbers.
Okay, Tom, if people are looking for more insight, what's the best way to contact you?
Leslie, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.